Chapter 5. Meditation for Inner and World Peace. Peace begins with us. With me. With you. And then peace will be in the whole world. Therefore, if we meditate and we omit our intake of meat, then we'll become more peaceful within ourselves. And because we are more peaceful, we will radiate a kind of invisible, peaceful atmosphere around us, which affects everybody. And we do not talk about peace, peace will be. We don't have to advocate peace, peace will be. Meditation is very popular now. They don't say meditate to find God, but meditate to relax, to become healthier, feel better, live longer, and be successful. That is, to be successful in every aspect. We must choose a time during the day to rest, not to sleep, but to meditate. Everyone knows about it now because science has proven it. If we choose a time during the day to rest or meditate, our bodies become healthier. One of the best methods is meditation. That is, choosing a time to meditate every day. It's a time for you to treasure. We've worked all day, busily taking care of the world and others. So whenever we meditate, that's a time for us. We must love ourselves first. Love others, but also love ourselves. It's very good for you. The most precious time for you since the moment you were born and until you die is meditation time. It's the best thing you do for yourselves. No one can give it to you. Only you can give it to yourselves. It's the best thing that you can do for yourselves. Meditation. While you do it for yourselves, others will naturally benefit as well. Your family, relatives, dogs, and cats will also benefit. Trees and flowers will benefit too. Because really, meditation is your shield. That's when you're connected more with your own greater power and the universal force that upholds you, holds you tight and protects you, embraces you with all love and blessing and protection. Truly like that. There's no other power that can protect you in this world. That's the secret. That is the secret of the universe that not many people understand. Or have the privilege to know, but sometimes people take it for granted. And they have trouble and they have sickness and all that. And they go out and have medicine and then thank the doctor. It's fine when you're not spiritually strong enough. And the karma overwhelms you. Then you have to go to the doctor. But we have the cure within. And we can be always healthy and strong to help ourselves and to shoulder the world until people are more awakened and help chip in. Our purpose on Earth. Each one of us is given human life only for the purpose of realizing God. If we forsake this duty, we will never be happy in this life or in any other life. To tell you the truth, this is the only reason for human suffering. And nothing else. If we realized how we struggled in our mother's womb, how we repented our past lives' mistakes, and how we promised God to utilize this present life in a very meaningful manner, to serve Herm, before we were born, then we would never waste one second to think of anything else, but to try our best in all our leisure time to realize God. But as soon as we are born into this world, we forget everything. Because it is the law of the material world to let people forget. Therefore, it is necessary that a master come and remind us again, again and again, until we remember what we had promised to God, inside the womb of our mother. We might not remember with our physical brains, but our souls. The ability of our wisdom will remember. Meditation. How to remember our true nature. Every time you pay full attention, one pointedly and wholeheartedly to one thing that is, meditation. Now, I pay only attention to the inner power, to the compassion, to the love, to the mercy quality of God, and that is meditation. To do so officially, we should just sit in a quiet corner and be by ourselves. That is the process of meditation. But it isn't by sitting quietly in a corner that one gets something. You have to be in contact with that inner power first and meditate using that inner power. This is called self-awakening. We must awaken the real self inside and let Herm meditate, not our human brain and our mortal understanding. If not, you will sit down and think about 1,000 things and won't be able to subdue your passions. But when you are self-awakened, the real inner self, the God power within you, will control everything. You only know real meditation after you are awakened by transmission by a real master. Otherwise, it is only a waste of time wrestling with your body and mind. What is the master? And why do we need one? A master is one who has the key for you to become a master, to help you realize that you are also a master and that you and God are also one. That's all. That's the only role of the master. Masters are those who remember their origin and, out of love, share this knowledge with whomever seeks it and take no pay for their work. They offer all their time, finance, and energy to the world. When we reach this level of mastership, not only do we know our origin, but we can also help others to know their true worth. Those who follow the direction of a master quickly find themselves in a new world, full of true knowledge, true beauty, and true virtues. Initiation. Initiation means the beginning of a new life into a new order. It means that the master has accepted you to become one of the beings in the circle of saints. Then, you are no longer an ordinary being. You are elevated. Just like when you enroll for university, you are no longer a high school student. In the old times, they called it baptism or taking refuge in the master. Initiation actually is just a word for opening the spirit. You see, we are crowded with many kinds of obstacles, invisible as well as visible. So the so-called initiation is the process of opening the gate of wisdom and letting it flow through this world to bless the world, as well as the so-called self. But the true self is always in glory and wisdom. So there is no need of blessing for that. The Kuan Yin Method. Meditation on inner light and inner sound. The inner light, the light of God, is the same light referred to in the word enlightenment. The inner sound is the word referred in Bible. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. It is through the inner light and sound that we come to know God. So now, if we somehow can get in touch with this Word or sound stream, then we can know God's whereabouts, or we can be in contact with God. But what is the proof that we are in contact with this Word? After we are in contact with this inner vibration, our life changes for the better. We know many things we never knew before. We understand many things we never thought of before. We can do, accomplish many things we never dreamed of before. We are getting mightier and mightier. Our being becomes more capable and more enlarged until we are everywhere, until we become omnipresent. And then we know that we became one with God. The Five Precepts. Supreme Master Ching Hai accepts people from all backgrounds and religious affiliations for initiation. You do not have to change your present religion or system of beliefs. You will not be asked to join any organization or participate in any way that does not suit your current lifestyle. However, you will be asked to become vegan. A lifetime commitment to the vegan diet is a necessary prerequisite for receiving initiation. The initiation is offered free of charge. Daily practice of the Kuan Yin method of meditation and the keeping of the five precepts are your only requirements after initiation. The precepts are guidelines that help you to neither harm yourself nor any other living being. Refrain from taking the life of sentient beings. This precept requires strict adherence to a vegan diet. No meat, fish, poultry, dairy, or eggs. Refrain from speaking what is not true. Refrain from taking what is not yours. Refrain from sexual misconduct. Refrain from using intoxicants. This includes avoiding all poisons of any kind, such as alcohol, drugs, tobacco, gambling, pornography, and excessively violent films or literature. This also includes 2.5 hours per day of meditation on the inner light and sound. These practices will deepen and strengthen your initial enlightenment experience and allow you to eventually attain the highest levels of awakening or Buddhahood for yourself. Without daily practice, you will almost certainly forget your enlightenment and return to the lower level of consciousness. We can always regain all this divinity. Truly, I promise you with all honesty and honor that we can have it. Every one of you sitting there, whatever age you are, if you don't even have any experience about heaven, you don't even have any talent before, you don't even know what to meditate on, any one of you can attain this divinity again, reclaim it again, provided we have the right counteraction. And the first step is to switch to a more compassionate lifestyle, because that is what we are. We are compassion. A compassionate vegan diet is the basic way of a higher being, a mark of a true human being. A true human being would never kill. A true being would never harm another, even if his own life is threatened. A real gentleman steps wisely, understanding that all beings are connected and that by taking a life, compromises his own human spirit and bringing the bad retribution of killing upon him. So, it is not solely the responsibility of these children to improve the world's consciousness level. We must all work together to bring heaven closer to earth. We can all do it. It's so simple. In my group, even children 5-6 years old can meditate and can hear the inside melody, can talk to God. If we want to bring heaven to earth, if that is our wish, so shall it be. How to contact us. If you are interested in finding out more about receiving initiation from the Supreme Master Ching Hai into the Kuan Yin method, please contact one of our meditation centers near you. From the following list, www.godsdirectcontact.org.tw/eng/cp/index.htm.